This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Who did you say was your favorite rock and roll band of all time? I'm curious. That was the poll question on Good Morning NoCo. Did you have an answer?
I did.
Who is it?
It's Bon Jovi.
Okay.
That was back in the Guitar Hero rage of the world.
Oh, so that's how you kind of got into
That's how I got into a lot of rock music, but I was constantly playing, you know, Living on a Prayer, Wanted Dead or Alive, those Bon Jovi songs.
Wanted Dead or Alive is such a good song.
It is.
It's My Life?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Like, when I hear rock and roll, I hear Bon Jovi, and it's just, yep.
That's the one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I couldn't, like, what is rock and roll now? Is Metallica rock and roll, or is it just rock?
I think I just call it rock.
Like, yeah.
Rock and roll, I think Elvis. I think like 50s,
60s. I do too. I think of that kind
like
of stuff.
That's like the, oh, your old man's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Rock is rock.
Yeah.
Like guitars and drums and scream, not screamo, but
oh, I wanted to,
yelling.
To really yell at Tanner yesterday during that debate, talking about heavy metal and rock and how it's just yelling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's so not true.
Such a,
it's so off.
Such an uneducated take.
And he listens to rock. He just doesn't like Metallica, so he puts that into a box of, oh, all rock is just screaming and yelling.
Well, to the untrained ear.
Yes.
You don't know
well,
the difference.
Well, when all you're listening to is Bud Light and cows and
T-Rex
pickups and, you know, bales of hay and stuff, you don't really want much else in your music. Mm-hmm. You don't need deep,
it's the same
heartbreaking lyrics.
It's just told differently.
Yeah. I just, you know me, I'm a big anti-country music guy.
Mm.
Just not even... I'm not going to say I hate all country music. There's some songs that are kind of cool, but the formula that is country music,
guitar,
just is awful. Just so bad. Like, especially the new stuff that they're coming out. You know what's really driving me crazy, though, Angel?
Taylor Swift.
Don't even get me started on that.
Did you hear her new album she put out yesterday?
Is it good?
I don't know. She's had like 5 albums in the last year or so, I think. I don't know.
What is the infatuation with Taylor Swift? Anybody, you help me, Angel Hooligans, help me, give me something.
I mean, at least for my generation, like, we've kind of grown up with Taylor Swift. She got really popular in, like, what was it, 2007 or 8, when she was in high school singing on her guitar, and everyone kind of just fell in love with her because she's a young, attractive woman, and she's very successful, and I guess girls like her music, guys too. I haven't heard a lot of her new stuff. It all sounds kind of the same to me, but
I don't know.
I liked her old stuff.
Anything she sings.
I liked her old, like her early country stage and then a little bit of her early pop stage. Last few years, it's just been all sad breakup songs. Why is my boyfriend the problem? Oh, wait, it's not him, it's me. I'm going to write another song about it.
I got, you know, friends of mine that are like, I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert. And I'm like, you're what?
You're going downtown just to be in that area, just to hear it.
You are?
No.
Oh, okay.
God, I wouldn't be there.
My first question is, do you have a daughter or something? Or a girlfriend that was... No?
God, no.
Just want to go? You're going to just go to a Taylor Swift concert without, like, a child wanting to go?
I mean, it's one of the most popular, best-selling concerts ever.
Zero idea why. I listen, people like what you like.
It's like a four-hour show of Taylor Swift just singing by herself. Like, if you're into that, cool, but... I don't get it.
I'm like, what is the number one hit here? I don't even know. She's saying, I mean, I know back in the day when she was a country artist, some the guitar song.
Teardrops on My Guitar.
That's what I know.
Great
she's
song.
Saying.
Classic Taylor Swift.
But the rest I don't know. What else is she saying? I'm looking, All Too Well.
Nope.
Back to December.
Nope.
She just wrote a song called Tim McGraw.
Yep.
Just titled it after Tim McGraw. That's easy.
Apparently there's one about Twilight.
The movie Twilight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord. Shake It Off?
That was a big pop hit of hers.
Blank Space?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going on in your brain if you're going to a Taylor Swift concert. I just don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
It's just weird to me. Like, no.
I'm all for, you know, being, you love an artist so much, you buy all their stuff, that's cool, but I just don't get it.
Is there a concert that you just went to a concert recently? Mm-hmm. But is there one that you felt like when you walked out of there, it's like, dude, that changed things. That was a game changer.
No, but there's one I've imagined I would walk out of feeling that way.
Who's that?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, really? Okay.
I feel like he would put on just a fantastic show.
Is there a concert that you walked out of and you're like, wow, they suck live?
It's recent. I won't say it.
Why? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah.
Not great.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Only concert I've ever walked out of.
I walked out of a concert. I walked out.
I've never walked out of a movie, a sporting event, or anything. Because I'm always, I want to stay until the end, but that I left early.
I'll just say it, because it wasn't the venue's fault. This was the Greeley Stampede that I went to. I went and saw, Big and Rich.
Mm.
Now, I saw them perform with my wife. She wanted to go see them. I'm not really into that stuff. They were pretty good the first time I saw them. The second time, you know when I walked out? They turned, shook me all night long from AC/DC. They turned it into a honky-tonk.
Oh, no.
And when they got done with it, they said, bet you never thought we could turn that song into a honky-tonk. And I'm like, and you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
I left at that point. I looked at my wife and said, I'm offended by this.
That's the thing. Like, it would take, like, going to see an artist multiple times. Like, there's something special about that one time you saw that artist in concert.
Oh, I'm telling you, the best moment for me at a concert. My buddy got Linkin Park tickets. But I'm not like diehard Linkin Park. I like Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
But who was opening for Linkin Park was Chris Cornell. And so Chris Cornell gets in and he's doing his set. It's amazing because that's my guy. That was my guy.
Brady's in tears.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And he walked. It was back in the flip phone days.
Oh.
Walked right. He left the stage, goes up the stairs, walks by. And I took a picture on my flip phone. I'm like, give me a hug. Gave him a high five. It was amazing. He went on to sing. So he formed a band with the lead singer of Pearl Jam years ago called Temple of the Dog. They sang Hunger Strike, right? That mm-hmm. song. He went out to sing it. Well, that's a duet. Chester from Linkin Park came out.
Oh.
Even though he's the closing act, he's the main act, he came out for the opening act with Chris Cornell to sing Hunger Strike with Chris Cornell.
That's cool.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
That's
like
so
he
cool.
starts the song and here comes Chester. Both of them passed away relatively within the same time frame. And they're singing Hunger Strike together, dude. That was the best moment of my concert life.
That's wild.
It was wild. 11:50 the time. What's the best concert moment of your life? And don't say country. I won't read it on the air. Just won't do it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Net, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain. Oh my.
Right? Am I right, Angel? Good stuff, dude. Yeah. I haven't been to a concert in a while. There was a band I went to that I love that was terrible live, and it made me very sad. My wife surprised me with a concert we went to somewhere down in Denver, smaller venue. It was the band 10 Years, and I love that band so much. Terrible live. You couldn't hear the vocalists. The music was drowning them out. It was very sad and depressing. I hated it. They claimed they got into an accident and a bunch of their equipment got busted up. So they had to use the other band's equipment on the fly and it wasn't synced with them. But I don't know. It was really sad. I hated that. But still fun night. You know, still a good time. 11:55 the time. We got Clay Millen's going to join the show. The Colorado State Rams starting quarterback. You can catch up with him and kind of get the vibe. San Diego State now, it's looking like they will go to the Pac-12.
Really?
Yeah. And then right. I'm also hearing Boise State is in that mix.
Hmm.
I don't know. San Diego State, that situation is weird. Those of you that weren't following it, basically San Diego State was rumored to go to the Pac-12. And that was going to happen. They're going to go to the Pac-12. Pac-12 still doesn't have their TV deal done. So then San Diego State comes back to the Mountain West and says, hey, guys, We are still planning on leaving, okay? But can you hold our spot just in case we don't go?
Well, they filed, hey, we're actually leaving
yeah.
Mountain West.
But can we put a little note in here that says, you know, if we don't find a better girl, we can come back to you. And the Mountain West is like, no, you can't do that. And we'll accept your exit. Now San Diego State's coming back saying, hey, man, when's media day? We are ready to be in the Mountain West long term. And the Mountain West comes back and says, no, we accepted you opting out and you owe us, what, $17 million for that. So you're not a Mountain West school anymore. I mean, you will be next year, but you're out. And now there's maybe going to be a legal battle between the two. We'll see. Or probably better for San Diego State, just Pac-12, get your crap together, and then we can just jump over because we've already filed the paperwork. We've already moved out of the apartment. Now we don't have a place to live. That is a wild story. Again, conference realignment is one of the big topics surrounding all of the sports world. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, the 12 o'clock hour, coming up next. After the 11 o'clock hour, Friday morning. Friday, it feels weird again. We're in the middle, in between times. It's a crazy week, but glad to have you guys joining us. Welcome to the show, Hooligans. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We've got Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass. And you know what today is, Angel? It's Nuggets Day.
It's game day.
It's game day. Feels very weird. 3 weeks ago, the Nuggets were winning a title, their first championship ever, and now we're going to try to start doing it all over again. Summer League, but there's a lot of intrigue surrounding the Nuggets in this year's Summer League because when you lose a bench player like you did with Bruce Brown and again, Jeff Green, the way I look at it, during the regular season is a different story, but during the playoffs, it's going to be two spots open. You know, and right now we've talked about it. Christian Brown is going to be the sixth man. There's a lot of intrigue to see who's going to be 7, 8, 9, and 10, basically, throughout the regular season, because they're not going to go just three deep during the regular season. I think it's a big year for so many guys. Like, Reggie Jackson, for example. We talked about it yesterday, and I think we both kind of, for right now, Reggie Jackson is probably the second guy off the bench. And I think that this year for him is going to be huge because he's at that point now. What's he getting? $5 million? Is that what the 1 year deal? $5 million?
Yep.
If he fades and isn't very good, this could be the end of his career. But if he proves that he can contribute, even to the standpoint of what Jeff Green did, then he could earn himself another contract. So I think Reggie Jackson, like, this offseason for him is going to be absolutely huge. Of course, he's not participating in Summer League, but Summer League might impact him because if you see a guy like, you know, Jalen Pickett or Strother pick it up and they can earn a few minutes, then yeah, that could severely impact his role with this team going forward. But as of right now, today, before we start, Reggie Jackson is probably favored to be the second man off of the bench. So the Nuggets play at 3 o'clock. They're going up against Milwaukee.
Yes.
Drew Timmy is on that roster.
There you go.
Do you think that guy's going to make it?
I don't know. I haven't watched him enough. I think he
was a really good college basketball
player. His skills
player.
Translate to the NBA better than most. It's just, can he get minutes?
He didn't get drafted. Signs with Milwaukee. It's kind of cool, though. You got the two Gonzaga guys. Because Julian Strother will be going up against Drew Timmy, his old teammate. I really root for a guy like Drew Timmy. I just don't know. I mean, What I don't get, this is the crazy thing with college sports and that transition to the next level. Drew Timmy, Tim Tebow, those kind of guys can dominate in college sports, but it just doesn't take hold in the pros. And then you get other guys that are just, Tom Brady, for example, was a backup to Brian Griese when he was at Michigan, and then he obviously started and won a lot, but nobody really predicted that he would translate to the NFL. That's what I love and I'm very confused by when it comes to guys like Drew Timmy. So I am interested to see how he does for Milwaukee and really interested, obviously, in seeing what the Nuggets do. 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, and there's another guy on the Nuggets team that we'll see throughout the summer. His name is, I think it's Ismail Kamagate.
Oh, okay.
He's a French player, but he's a center. He's the only center listed on the Nuggets summer roster. So, you know, we talk about a backup center. Is this a guy that, I know he's young and inexperienced, but could he develop some traits that get him a look in training camp that maybe this guy could be our backup center?
Yeah, maybe, because as much as we like the idea of Peyton Watson, what is he, 6'8"?
He's listed as a forward.
So he's a forward. He's not a big dude.
He's only 200 pounds. He's kind of thin for his position, which I don't think you'll put him at center. I think you want him right where he's at right now.
So maybe being more of a backup to Aaron Gordon or, I guess, MPJ.
Yeah.
Coming in and playing small forward, power forward, whatever. So, yeah, you're right. They are going to be taking a look at a guy that might make sense. The Nuggets haven't really had they didn't really have a backup center because DeAndre Jordan didn't. I mean, he wasn't really your backup. He was there to take up some minutes if Joker got in foul trouble or needed a break.
We say backup center in the prototypical sense of what a center is, and we know that's not what Jokic is, so we try to say, oh, we want someone that can be like Jokic. No, we just need a backup big man.
Basically, yeah.
That can, you know, not be terrible.
Because when Joker goes to the bench, you just got to have somebody hold down the fort for a while. So I'm very curious to see how this goes. I mean, Gillespie, there's a lot of talk about him. 6'3", 190 pounds. He was a Villanova star. He won like the Point Guard of the Year award when he was there a couple years or 2 years ago. So he is somebody to watch out for. The center you mentioned is somebody to watch out for. Jalen Pickett. I like him. But the question is, Angel, is there going to be room on the roster for him? If everything goes according to plan, I mean, you got your five set, Christian Brown set, Justin Holiday is basically Jeff Green. Peyton Watson, we do believe, is going to take another step. They're going to utilize him a lot more, probably because they just have to, just out of necessity.
So that's eight.
And then, did I mention Reggie?
Nope.
So Reggie Jackson, Zeke Nagy's got a one-up on all the rookies right now.
Chonchar.
And Chonchar's in there. DeAndre Jordan's in there. And then, you know, Julian Strother was your first pick. So he's going to get the nod unless he just is terrible in the summer league. Jalen Pickett will be fighting to flat out make the roster. And I really like him.
Against a guy like Ish Smith or even Reggie.
Yeah, you got Ish Smith too. Forgot about him. So this is probably the most compelling summer league I remember for the Nuggets.
It's the first one I've been really excited for.
Because they've been in this mode for the last 7 years, ever since Malone, where
you didn't have guys in the summer league.
And you didn't really need guys. You liked what you were growing Jamal Murray, you were growing Nikola Jokic, and now MPJ. So you didn't really need those guys. But now you're a championship team. Championship teams, we take the microscope to championship teams now. Before it was just, do the Nuggets have the starting pieces to be a legitimate playoff team and actually make some noise? Now it's, how do they continue to win it? How do they win another championship? And we do take the microscope there. And that microscope right now is looking at the absence of Bruce Brown and trying to figure out what the bench unit really looks like.
I think there's also a level of trust with this coaching staff and how they develop younger players. And you're just excited to see, okay, now that you've done that with the goal in mind of winning a championship, now what's the new goal? Is it winning another championship? Like, obviously, yep, it's winning another, but how do you get that to motivate these young guys coming into an organization that's on top of the world?
So who is the second unit then for Denver? It goes Reggie Jackson is your backup point guard.
Yep.
Christian Brown is your backup two. Justin Holiday, again, Jeff Green, he's your backup three. Peyton Watson,
yep.
Backup power forward. Who is the backup center? According to their depth chart, it's Zeke Nagy. Mm-hmm. So he's the second unit right now. But obviously, he's not a center. And you're not, maybe you don't have it, maybe you do that again and you're not a true center. You got DeAndre Jordan, but who's, I mean, Jordan or Nagy? This is a big year for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very incredible summer league. The storyline's adding up because where are we with Zeke Nagy?
He's not on the roster.
Yeah, and where are we with him, like, as far as
development?
Yeah. This is kind of it, isn't it? He's got this year.
This is about the year you'd expect. I would have expected to see him more last year.
Is he going on his third year already? So I don't know what the parameters are for summer league guys, but clearly they don't need to see much more from him to put him on there.
He was drafted in 2020.
Why isn't he on the summer league? Is he too, what is there a parameter on it where after you can only you have to have 2 year minimum or maximum or something like that after your second year you can't be on a summer league? I'm not real sure on that, but I'm kind of confused as to why Zeke Nagy wouldn't be playing on the summer league, because I think you need to see more from this guy.
So the rosters feature mostly young players under the age of 25 who are new to the NBA or have been in the league for a year, for only a year or two.
Okay, so there's a certain max you hit.
And just looking at the Nuggets, everyone's a rookie outside of Peyton Watson and Cassius Stanley, who's a two-year guy.
Okay, so summer league is for one-year guys. Rookies are one-year guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. But even so, you don't think that looking at the summer league, Zeke Nagy's not going to be really invested in what's going on here?
Sure. He should be.
Yeah, if Peyton Watson tears it up, if Hunter Tyson comes in, tears it
he's
up.
He's not getting a lot of looks right now, but that kid can ball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about. I don't know if any of those rookies are going to work out. I have no clue. But this is their first opportunity to really shine, and if they can dominate game for how many games are they going to have? They're basically playing for a week.
They play five games for sure, and then I think it's the best record. I think they take like six teams out of the best record, and they play like a little tournament.
Vlat Spat can hold the five.
That Vlatko?
Yeah. Can he?
Can he?
I don't know. I like.
Sure, I think he has the size, but does he have the athletic traits? He's very athletic and very fun to watch. It's Chonchar's just interesting. Like, where is he at? Is he all together every single night?
No, he's not. But he does have moments where you're just like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. He's their best half-court shooter.
He can dunk from the free throw line.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Giant hands.
Oh, yeah. Big guy.
Shoot from half court. He's definitely their best half court shooter.
I mean, he's like your Walmart Jokic almost.
Kinda.
He can't pass as well, but he can shoot and he can move.
So who's going to be the odd man out on this? I mean, Justin Holiday, don't you think he's just that he's going to be the guy? He's going to be Jeff Green.
Yeah.
That's set. He's going to be Jeff Green. He's going to play a few minutes a game. He's going to be a veteran leader. That's who he is. So he's probably going to be there. Christian Brown obviously is there.
We talked about Reggie Jackson, and you know he could either be good enough for a contract with another team or bad enough, it doesn't matter. Is he somewhere in the middle where he's kind of a transition piece for a Pickett type of player?
I think that's their idea. Maybe Reggie Jackson has a different idea, and he can come in and say, I'm not a transitional piece.
Or can you trust,
I'm going to be a big piece to what you're doing.
Can you trust Christian to help Julian run the offense?
Don't know.
Or is it Jalen?
Jalen Pickett, yeah. And again, Jalen Pickett, he might not make the roster.
Because we saw that with, we saw bits with Jamal and Christian. Then we also saw it with Bruce and Christian, letting the veteran guy kind of lead the bench unit. Could we see something similar with Reggie or Christian taking the one spot?
Well, and I do think that Reggie Jackson having the offseason with this one team, I think some guys can make a quick transition after the trade deadline and be good, but not obviously Kevin Durant wasn't Kevin Durant.
Reggie came in as the fourth guard on this team.
Yeah, so he having the full offseason and understanding more his role, I think, is going to be big for him. And he did enough to at least make them think we want it back. I was kind of shocked that they did re-sign Reggie Jackson. But you're right. I do think they're viewing him as, okay, he's our safety net. If these rookies don't work out, these young players don't work out early, then we've got at least a veteran that can score a little bit.
You can put a rookie on the bench for a game or two.
Yeah, so that's going to be up to Reggie Jackson as far as, do you just want to be the transitional piece that's warming up a seat for Jalen Pickett? Or can you actually make a difference? And that will be obviously yet to be determined.
How much of his impact is off the court in the locker room?
I think that's a big deal. I think that's why DeAndre Jordan's staying on this roster. I actually am shocked but not shocked that the Nuggets re-signed him. Like, DeAndre Jordan, that's just a guy you don't re-sign. That's a Boogie Cousins type guy. Mm-hmm. He's just a drifter now. Calvin Booth valued his leadership and what he brought on the bench to the point where it's like, we will pay you just to be a person, just to be here.
Well, he loves it here.
Yeah, and I like that move. You got room. You know, backup center is not really a position you're necessarily coveting and trying to get.
It's your weakest position, but it's not one that's going to determine the fate of your team.
Not really. Not with the way they balance the rotation. It's a very unique rotation. You know, you are staggering Aaron Gordon. When Joker comes to the bench, you are leaving Gordon out there for a little bit, and then you bring Joker in while Gordon's on the bench. That's what they did in the playoffs. Again, the regular season, we're going to get back into that mode. It's such a different beast, especially after you won a title. It is about preserving yourself while winning 50-plus games to get yourself into another number one, number two, number three spot in the Western Conference.
And trying to find those bench pieces that'll help you out in the playoffs.
That's exactly what they did with Christian Brown. He had, how many games did he have where we didn't see him?
Quite a few.
Yeah, like he had moments, and then Malone, it's like he forgot about him or whatever. There was a 3-week stint there in the regular season where we didn't see Christian Brown at all. There was a playoff game where he didn't play.
That's matchup. Sometimes it's in between the coach and the player, or it's just, hey, Christian, I don't need you tonight. I just need you to watch tonight. Just watch the game.
Because again, Christian Brown brought energy, defense, and rebounding. This year is going to be, who is Christian Brown as a player?
He doesn't strike me as a player that's going to shy away from that responsibility. And I think he realizes what's upcoming for him this year.
I mean, it's a monster year for him coming up. You're the sixth man. You have taken the spot of Bruce Brown.
Like, we talk about how like Jamal and Jokic and MPJ are so cemented with this team. Christian has a chance to become a cemented person, a part of this team.
Do what Bones Highland could not do. Bones Highland got a spot because Jamal was out and you needed another guard. And he ran with it for a little bit. He shocked the world. We are all like, who's this guy? Another rookie the Nuggets are going to land on? And then we all know kind of what happened toward the end of his time with Denver.
I don't think you'll see Christian do that. I don't think he'll complain about not getting minutes.
I think that guy just wants to win basketball games. That's why he fits so well with Nikola Jokic. How many high school state titles? Three? And then he won with Kansas? Now he's got one with Denver?
Got a ring on every finger.
There rings everywhere, man. Which one means the most?
The next one.
I would imagine the NBA championship. Holyoke says Zeke has piano lessons this summer. See, that's why another reason I like Zeke, though, is he's unique. He's a pianist.
A good deep cut there.
Hate saying the word pianist. I've never enjoyed saying that word.
You got to be careful with it.
You do. You have to be very careful with that. But that is what Zeke is. He is
good
a
reference there.
Yeah. Oh, that's some deep Nuggets roster stuff right there. Came from Arizona. I thought he was going to be really good, and I like his personality and the fact that he is a pianist.
Well, he's a young guy that's not a pouter on this team.
Yeah.
He could be pouting every single game, but he's not.
But we just don't know who is he?
Mm-hmm.
What is his, what is the thing you can say about him? What is the one thing where you go, yeah, Zeke Nagy gives you this?
He wears a headband.
Like,
Jokic does not.
You can narrow down everybody on the starting, they all do amazing things. What is Nikola Jokic best at?
Passing.
What is Jamal Murray best at?
Shooting.
Maybe even striking, whatever.
Clutch.
Yeah, clutch. Michael Porter Jr.
Shooting.
Aaron Gordon.
Defense.
Yeah. KCP, probably defense.
3 and D.
And
yeah.
Three, yeah. Christian Brown is going to need to look for that, though, now. Because right now you describe him as high energy, can play defense, and he can rebound. What is the other thing that he brings to the table? Zeke Nagy, you can't even say that. He has moments. But I just, you don't have that right now. 23 minutes after the hour, we've got a fun interview coming up. Travis Young at 11:35 will join us. You guys hear me talking about Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. And basically, you know, great sponsor of the program. We want him to just come on and talk about the process and what he specializes in and what they do. And they just want a monster case, man, a monster case. And I want to talk to him a little bit. I don't know how many details I can actually give out, but I want to talk about it with him a little bit later on in the show. My boy, Clay Millen, is going to join the show, the quarterback for Colorado State. He's my guy, man. We're doing a radio show with him coming up this fall. We've had more Millens on this show than I think any radio show has ever had on. We had his dad on Friday. Love Hugh. And now we're going to get Clay on the show, so we're looking forward to that. 24 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You're hooking me up with that song there after my comment on Good Morning NoCo. You guys were talking about favorite rock bands of all time. Well, Audioslave only made 3 albums, didn't need to make more. That's my view of it. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, Travis Young. He is with the great folks, Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. He put the Young in that, by the way. But a partner, of course, with those guys. You've heard me talk about them and their website, trialproven.com, and just what they can do to help you out. Travis, man, thanks so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We're excited for we got Nuggets basketball today. We got summer league stuff, and I mean, I'm very excited about this. And I know it's not like must see television for everybody, but I think there's a lot of storylines around this Young roster that's going to be on the lineup.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't believe it feels like just yesterday that we won the championship, and now we're talking about basketball season all over again. It's great.
It's just, it never ends, man. The NBA is going to turn into the NFL, where it's just never ending. And you and I talked a little bit the last couple of days. You're a pretty big sports guy throughout the state of Colorado, right?
Right. I grew up in Colorado, and I've always loved watching the Nuggets and the Broncos and the Avs and even the Rockies. I still love my Rockies, even though they make it difficult at times. But no, yeah, I love Colorado sports.
Well, okay, so answer me this question. This is the serious one. Before we get into the law discussion, Travis, are you a CU guy or a CSU guy? Be careful here.
I have grown up a Buffs fan my entire life. I did go to undergrad at CU and law school at CU, and I really had season tickets essentially since I was born up until the last couple of years, not because they were terrible, but kids and kids sports in the fall. So I've bled black and gold for a long time. But like I said, I love all Colorado teams, and I want everybody to do well because it really represents our state.
A very good answer, diplomatic answer by you, Travis. Well done. Okay, so the primetime thing, I mean, obviously the first thing, you know, we're worried about is health. Hopefully he's okay. But if you do put that aside, what do you think, man? I mean, I think that Buffs fans are kind of like, we're going to get this thing back on track all the way as soon as this upcoming season. Are you like all in? Are you kind of reserved a little bit? What's your thought process with all this?
No, I'm all in. I think it was an amazing hire. Obviously, we did not do well the last several years, and we needed something to right the ship. And even if this doesn't right the ship right away, I think it's a step in the right direction. And I really, like everyone else in terms of the fan base, we're excited, which is something we haven't been for a while. So, and we're getting national media attention now.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I think it's all around great for the school, and hopefully it plays out we all hope it does.
Kind of like what you said earlier, this is good for CSU, too. I mean, if the Buffs are good and the Rams can actually compete with them as soon as this upcoming season, that's all good. That's good for everybody. So you want everybody to be good.
100%. 100%. It does well for everybody. in the state of Colorado if all of our football teams are doing well. And it keeps the talent here in Colorado, which we haven't been able to do lately.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Travis Young joining us, a partner with Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. Travis, you know, I've been talking about you guys and, you know, just about how you can help with folks. And obviously, we've kind of talked about the fact, hey, these roads up here in northern Colorado, man, I mean, they're dangerous. It's growing like crazy up here. And so folks, you know, can get a little crazy, especially when there's nasty weather or whatever. You can help folks out that have been involved or injured in a car accident, things like that. But there's just so many things that you can that you guys can do to help folks throughout the area.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate that. And yeah, we don't just limit ourselves to car accidents. I mean, we are a personal injury law firm that does a lot of car accidents for sure. Truck accidents, motorcycle, bike accidents, pedestrian accidents. But that's not our whole practice. Obviously, we do burn injuries, wrongful death, whether it's tied to motor vehicle crash or not, dog bites, sex assault cases. So we really do all types of personal injury cases. But yes, the majority of cases obviously are going to deal with motor vehicle crashes, especially like you said, with the growth in population. There is no shortage of drivers on the road and frankly, not very good drivers on the road.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Travis, we've heard the ad with our guy, Jerry Schimmel, and he's talked about this pretty big verdict that you guys got the other not too long ago. I don't know how much we can actually talk about this, but I just want our listeners to know you guys mean business. When you say you're going to help somebody out, you really freaking help them out.
Yeah, that's something we really pride ourselves on. And when we formed this firm, the reason we chose Trial Proven as our website domain is because we pride ourselves on making insurance companies pay the full value for someone's case. And if they refuse, then we want to go to trial and let the jury decide and really put it in front of a jury to show, hey, these are our client's injuries. So with respect to the jury verdict, yeah, about a month ago, my partner, Mike Kane, and another attorney with our firm, Francisco Martinez, ended up trying a premises liability case. In that case, I can give you some details. Obviously, I don't want to go into all the facts, but essentially in that case, our client was in a particular store and walking down an aisle, and in that aisle, there was a metal box used to store pipes and sell pipes. The box was damaged from other people potentially running into it with carts or other equipment running into it, and the damage was sort of repaired, but it happened again. And essentially with that metal box, a jagged piece of metal was sticking out. Our client walked by it and deeply cut our client's leg. Wow. As a result of that laceration, he suffered a permanent painful injury and incurred about $37,000 in medical bills. After some negotiations, the insurance company's top offer was $101,000. We felt they undervalued the case, and our client gave us authority to push forward to trial, and with the jury verdict, we received $770,000 approximately with the jury verdict. So that's seven times what the top offer was from the insurance company.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So $100,000 was kind of what the insurance company was thinking there, and you guys are like, no, we can get way more than that. Over $770,000. That is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. We were obviously very happy for our client.
What as far as like the length of time it takes to get something like that done, I mean, can you talk to us a little bit about that when the accident happens and you go through this? Because, you know, obviously people know it's going to be an interesting long road if you get into something like this.
100%. That's right. Essentially, in every case is different. You're going to have, well, it's a very big, broad question, and a lot of things go into it. Insurance coverages, the types of injury, the types of medical treatment. With car accidents, you have a 3-year statute of limitations, essentially, to make sure you have settled or filed a lawsuit in your case. With things like premises liability, where you're hurt on another's property, it's a shorter statute of limitations. It's 2 years. So depending on the type of case and the injuries, this can drag on for years, unfortunately, which can be very detrimental to the person who was injured. Sometimes it's shorter, but you just never know. But with respect to that, I would definitely say hire an attorney as soon as possible to make sure there's not destruction of evidence and to make sure you know what your rights are and what treatment may be the best course for you, so you're not sitting back saying, I don't think I have a case, I shouldn't do anything, or you're not scared to ask the right type of questions.
Travis Young joining us from Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. Just a phenomenal case there that you're talking about. But as you mentioned earlier to start the segment, there are so many things that you guys can do for the good folks of the state of Colorado. And I know specifically we're talking about up here in northern Colorado. Travis, what's the best way for folks to get at you guys? Something happens that's not ideal, and they're needing a trusted law firm that they can talk to. What's the best way for them to reach out?
Either way, you can do it by web, on the web, trialproven.com, or you can give us a call. Our direct office line is 303-246-1111. Either way, reach out to us. Don't hesitate to reach out. That is the biggest thing I can convey to people is don't hesitate to reach out. If you don't think you don't have a case, it doesn't matter. Call us. Let us help you through the process. Let us explain to you what your rights are. But don't think you don't have a case and therefore you shouldn't call.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because there's a lot of people that might go, hey, you know what, who knows? Who knows how big of a deal this was, whatever. But if it's in the back of your head, maybe do. Give you guys a call. Check them out online at trialproven.com and see where you stand.
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Travis, appreciate you so much. Okay, September 16th at 8 o'clock on ESPN, CSU, CU. What do you got? What's the score going to be? I know it's early. It's July. But what's the score? We want to write it down and talk about it later.
24-17, maybe?
20, well, at least it's a good game. It's a competitive
game.
Yeah.
I expect a competitive game. I expect CU to be good this year. I expect CU to do better this year. And I expect a better product on the field than last year, for sure, from both teams. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to that game. As you said, national exposure right there, ESPN, 8 o'clock.
Right.
We're going to see both of those teams. Travis, my man, anything else we left out that you want to get out there to our audience?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, have a great rest of your day.
Let's do it again sometime, okay?
Love to.
All right, my
man. Take care.
You too. Travis Young with Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. We always talk about the road situation. You know, if you or a loved one has been in a car accident or injured in a car accident, there's so many. Talk about dog bites. This case he's talking about, I can't get into the details either. But if you're hurt on site, you're at a store, and they're just neglecting to clean stuff up, whatever, and something bad happens, they can take care of you. They won a case, a jury verdict, over $770,000. 11:40 the time. Let's jump out real quick on Joe and get the latest on the local sports flash.